Blog Talk Radio.
God day, this is Keith Russell Lee, and welcome to Reigning with God. I am your host, and I am psyched, I'm jazzed, and I'm juiced that you have decided to join me. Folks, thank you so much for those that are a part of this community, this family, if you will, of faith, who listens to this program on a daily basis. I want to say thank you. The listenership numbers are impressive, and I want you to do me a favor. Please share this with others. Let them know that this podcast is available. And if it is a blessing to you, please drop me an email. Let me know that, yes, this is a blessing, or a text, or you can email me. Let me give you the email, destiny@gmail.com. destiny@gmail.com. SEC like in Spiritual Empowerment Center. destiny@gmail.com. All right. So with that as out of the way, let me share, if you're a first-time visitor, this is Keith Russell Lee. I am a best-selling author. I am the spiritual director and the senior minister of the Destiny Center for Spiritual Empowerment in Washington, D.C., with also a gathering in Philadelphia. And I am so glad to be able to do this program today in giving you empowering principles that make you powerful. This is part 7. And yesterday I left off, and come on, let's get your Bibles, and let's look at Mark 11. And I left off at verse 23. And I'm going to look at this, 23 and 24, Mark 11, 23 and 24. And we were talking about the law of confession, or the law of affirmation and confession, and how we use our words. There was a preacher, Charles Capps, a long time ago, says that your confession brings possession. And the whole idea behind that is that your words are powerful. We already know that life and death are in the power of the tongue. We know that words are powerful, that words are creative. And as in Isaiah 55, God said, as my word goes forth, it shall not come back unto me void, but it shall go to the place for which I sent it. And as we know that we use God's word, which is the word of God, which are the scriptures, and as we emblaze those, if you will, upon our hearts, and as we speak those words and believe those words, we believe that we are able to create by using words, and particularly in our prayers. You know, folks, prayer has to be more than just simply, oh, Lord, I'm going through, and Lord, I need you to deliver me, or, you know, it has to be more than that. And as I was sharing about prayer, and as I've been going over these principles, I've been sharing with you a bigger picture, right? I've been sharing with you of all of the elements, all of the principles that we need to be able to receive our breakthroughs in terms of life. A lot of times people say, well, I'm praying, I'm speaking it, I'm doing this. But are you putting together all of the principles? Because they all work hand in hand, these key principles that I am sharing. So, for instance, I started off talking about the law of focus and obsession, that we draw into our lives that which we continually focus on, right? And how important, how we have to focus and obsess upon the things of God. The law of visualization, how we have to see it in our mind's eye. And if I can see it, I can be it, right? The strategy of engagement, engaging our feelings and emotions as we visualize, and really experiencing that thing. Jesus had said that, you know, when you pray, believe that you have received it and it shall be yours. And so we're talking about living and acting as if I've already have it and I'm walking in it right now. And that's the strategy of engagement. The power of prayer. Prayer more than just simply, oh, Lord, I need. But my prayers that are aligning me with the will of God, aligning me with God's highest and best. And so now we get to the law of affirmation and confession, and how important our words are in terms of creating. Folks, let me also just share it before I get into the scripture of Mark 11, 23 and 24. Let me share this, folks. I want to challenge you in these next 24 hours to only use empowering words. In the next 24 hours, only use empowering words. In the next 24 hours, only use empowering words. Okay? And I want you to notice the difference that it will have in terms of your life, even how you define things, how you categorize things, as opposed to a challenge or a trial of looking at something that's negative or bad, to use empowered words of looking at it. For instance, man, this is a growth opportunity. Man, this is an opportunity. This is an opportunity for me to grow and expand. This is an opportunity for me to really demonstrate God. You know, I want you to frame things using empowering words in the next 24 hours. Now, let's go to Mark 11, right? Mark 11. And Mark 11 shares these things. It says this, 23. He says, "For verily I say unto you, that whoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things that which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." I talked about yesterday about the importance of speaking to our mountains. You know, speaking to our mountains. No, I don't have the congas or the bongas. That's what my spiritual mother used to call sickness and disease. She would not define it. Stop defining your diagnoses.
Well, you know, the doctor said back in 1975 when I first had my congas or the bongas and da-da-da-da-da-da.
Stop defining it as such. Stop defining and talking about your medication. Stop defining about the new treatment. Stop defining and declaring all of those things. No, mountain, you are removed. I am healed. I am perfect. I am complete. I am as God has made me, perfect, whole, and complete. That is what I'm speaking. That is what I'm declaring into the mountain. I am lining up with what God's word says. And I'm telling you, I'm getting preachy today. You know, this thing is getting good. But what happens if we begin to speak in that way about our things? You know, even about your relationship. Hey, we are blessed. We are happy. We are growing together. We have harmony within our home. We speaking forth those things which are not as though they were. Romans 4, right? What if you began to speak those things in your household over your marriage and over your life? Now, I can tell you, I made that mistake before. I didn't do that. I had a friend that told me in terms of marriage when I was, you know, really struggling in my marriage, and he was really, really struggling. And he shared with me, he says, "Keith, you know, do you have faith for your marriage?" He says, "You have faith for everything else. What about your marriage?" It threw me off. I had no idea what he was talking about. Having faith for my marriage, you know, it's bad. It's bad. It's bad. Again, speaking forth, defining those things. As opposed to calling forth those things as not as though they were and declaring and decreeing. That is what this is sharing. Speaking to that mountain. Are you speaking to your mountains? Are you speaking to the mountains of disease? Are you speaking to that mountain of the relationship? Are you speaking to that mountain of your finances? Stop saying you're broke. I said that yesterday. Your money is circulating. The B word, the broke word, should never be spoken. We should never say we're broke. I ain't got no money. It's amazing how we go to double negatives. I mean, that's really bad, right? But the thing it is no, my money is circulating. We declare and decree that we are prosperous. That is what faith is all about. Now, what he says here, he says, now that, but you got to believe that. Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, you have to believe that which you say. It has to be rooted within faith. It's got to be rooted within your belief system. See, it can't not just be, oh, man, these are just really nice words that I'm saying that I wrote down. I used to know a lot of people, as I guess I still do know a lot of people, and it used to be where you know, people get so trendy with the certain things, and they would write certain things down and put them on their mirrors, and you know, and then they would talk about it, oh, you know, over their cappuccino and so forth. And it's like, you know, dude, this is not something trendy. This is a lifestyle. This is not something that, oh, God, I read Think and Grow Rich, and, oh, God, I heard this thing about faith in the Bible, and, man, this is, like, so incredible, dude. No, you've got to be able to believe these things and to know them, to experience them within your heart, your mind, and your soul, and you know, and when you stand upon the word, you know clearly that this is what I believe. This is what I am standing on the word of God for. Whew, I'm telling you, let me calm down a little bit. I love this teaching. I love this teaching. But he says that we have to believe that we have received. And he says, it shall come to pass that it shall have whatsoever he saith. What he saith, you've got to say it. And therefore I say to you, whatever things you so desire, when you pray, believe that you have received them, and you shall have them. But you've got to say it. And you've got to declare it. And you have to affirm it. And even though it may not look at it, you've got to affirm it over and over and over and over and over again until it becomes manifested. Do you have faith to be able to continue to affirm and to believe something that even though it may not look that way, but you continue to affirm it, you continue to stand upon the word of God, to continue to say, this is who I am, this is what I am going to do? Oh, I'm telling you, man, my time is up, and and I'm feeling this because I'm really believing that I'm preaching to myself today. I'm telling you, in terms of, in spite of the vicissitudes, you still stand, you still declare, and you still decree, this is who I am, based upon the word of God. Well, listen, my friend. I've been having some problems with the website. Maybe many of you have shared with me. You've been trying to support the ministry, going to krlm.org, and the link is not operating. We will have that cleared up today. But yet, go to the website tomorrow, and please make that $58 seed. Well, listen, I got to go. Until next time, this is Keith Russell Lee saying live with faith and power and continue to create that phenomenal life. And I will be back tomorrow talking about these principles that make you powerful. Bye now.